بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, one of the basic fundamental principles of our Aqeedah, and this is the reason why it is so important to study the Aqeedah systematically with a Shaykh who knows what he's teaching and who's teaching you the right thing. And that is that with respect to the Quran, we do not have blind faith, we have faith with knowledge. We have faith with understanding. Now, what is this knowledge and understanding? This knowledge and understanding is not necessarily specific knowledge about the physics or chemistry of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in certain cases, but the knowledge and understanding of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. To give you an example of how we use this, as I speak, how we use this all the time, the same logic. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves, because the same logic will be held up to us as proof in our favor or against us, depending on what we do. And that is the logic when we go to a doctor. If you are having a problem, if you have a, say for example, if you are breathless and you have palpitations and so on and so forth, and you suspect that there may be a problem with your heart, then what do? You look for the best cardiologist that you can find, and then you go to the cardiologist and you submit yourself to the cardiologist. The cardiologist will prescribe tests and scans, and you go and you pay for all that, and you get yourself scanned and you get yourself tested, and then the cardiologist will prescribe for you a regimen of treatment, and you follow that treatment regime faithfully, because you believe that this cardiologist knows his stuff and because you are interested in your own welfare. At no point in this whole interaction when you go to the cardiologist will you question that cardiologist about every single thing and say, no, you are saying this now, explain to me, why is this, how is it possible, how can this happen, how can that happen? You are saying that there is the amount of oxygen in my blood is less. Where is the oxygen? Show me the oxygen. And so on and so forth. You don't ask all those questions, right? Why? Not because you are stupid. If somebody accuses you and say you have blind faith in the cardiologist, you say, no, I do not have blind faith. I have faith with knowledge, and my knowledge is that this cardiologist is capable and this cardiologist is competent, and that is my knowledge, and therefore once I am in the hands of somebody who is capable and competent, I do not ask questions, because it is unproductive to ask questions. Those questions I don't need to ask, because I trust the cardiologist. Now, with respect to the Quran al-Kareem, we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah two kinds of ayat, muhkamat and mutashabihat. And Allah said, the ones who have a sickness in their hearts, the ones who have a deficiency of faith, the ones who are under the influence of shaitan, they get involved in the mutashabihat and they lead themselves and others astray. Now, point is, the muhkamat are the ayat which are clear, those which relate to ahkam, those which relate to the orders and rules and regulations of the divine part of the Sharia, those that relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His glory, majesty, His description, and so on and so forth. And then we have the mutashabihat, which are the ayat, which are what we as human beings do not understand. These are not doubtful or anything like this, but we don't understand. For example, take the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. Allah said that His arsh is on water. Right now, if somebody says, well, you know, which water, what water is there? Is there a sea? Where is this arsh specific location? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Istawa ala al arsh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made istiwa on his arsh. Somebody said, well, istiwa, does it mean standing? Does it mean sitting? Does it mean lying down? Or what does it mean specifically? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the morning when it breathes, right? So what is the meaning of the morning when it breathes? Is the morning a entity which breathes? What is the meaning of that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Isra wal Mi'raj, that he took Rasulullah from Masjid al-Haram, Idal Masjid al-Aqsa. I mean, these are also mentioned so specifically. So then we say, well, you know, how did this happen? Physically, Nabi sallallahu said he went on the Buraq. Well, say, what exactly is the Buraq? Is it a unicorn? Is it a golden eagle? I mean, what exactly is the nature of this thing? Right? And so on and so on. I mean, there are many such ayat in the Quran which relate to various things in creation. Take for example, I mean, apart from anything else, I'll give you the most beautiful example, the reply to all this. So anyway, so all of this, now if somebody gets into the, you know, the specifics of it and say, no, explain to me, I will not believe until I understand clearly in my head, in my by means of my knowledge, how physically it is possible for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go from Mecca to Jerusalem and then up into the seven heavens. And of course, while we are on that subject, what exactly is the meaning of seven heavens, right? When you look up in the sky, you're seeing only one. And is it sky? Is it the earth? We know the earth is a sphere and it's spinning. So what is up is down. What is down is up. Constantly it is moving, changing. So what is the meaning of seven heavens? What does it mean? Is it dimensions? What? I mean, if somebody asks all of these questions, what is the answer? The answer is, I don't know. That is the honest answer which any alim, which any scholar should give. And this is the reason why Imam Malik rahmatullah said, I don't know is the shield of the scholar. He said, this is like in a war. How do you protect yourself from being killed? By saying, I don't know. Because this is death worse than physical death. Physical death can happen, will happen. This death does not need to happen. You don't have to destroy yourself by speaking about things that you neither know nor can you possibly ever know. So, I don't know is the shield of the scholar. Now, to give you the answer to all this, they came to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, where Rasulullah announced Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. Right? They came to him and they said to him, do you know what your friend is saying? Meaning Rasulullah. He said, what is he saying? He says that he went from Makkah to Jerusalem and from there he went up into the seven heavens and he spoke to God and whatnot and he came back and he saw this and he saw that. What do you say? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, if he said that, I believe. And this is the fundamental principle of the authentication of hadith in any case. That's where it's taken from. If he said it, I believe. So when you're authenticating a hadith, you don't look at the physics of the hadith. You look at the soundness of narration. We say, well, did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually say this? How did it come to me? It came to me through X, Y, and Z. Who was X? Who was Y? Who was Z? As long as we are satisfied with that, we say this hadith is authentic, alhamdulillah. And if somebody says, well, you know, that may be authentic, but explain the physics to me. Explain how is it possible? We say, no, that is not our job to explain. Because if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it is true, we believe it. Because his knowledge is superior to our knowledge. Just like we believe a cardiologist, because his knowledge in that field is superior to our knowledge. I cannot say, well, you know, I'm a PhD in psychology and behavioral science. And so, my knowledge is equal. I can also call myself a doctor. I can put that before my name. And the other one also says doctor. So, we are equal. No, we are not equal. We are not equal. In behavioral science and in psychology, I know more than he does. In cardiology, he knows more than I do. So if he has a problem in my area, he will come to me and he will ask me and he will listen to my advice. So similarly, when I have a problem in his area, I will listen to his advice because I respect him And I respect his knowledge. Now, this is the question as far as these ayat are concerned in the Quran. Now, think about this. If it was important for you and me to know the physics of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have explained the physics of it. Right? Allah would have explained to us, where is it, what is it, how does it actually happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have explained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these things as signs of His glory and majesty. And the correct position for the Muslim is to say Sami'na wa Ata'na, which is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned in the Quran. We say, where He said the believer believes because he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not blind faith, this is not stupidity, this is wisdom. Now what shaitan does is, shaitan comes and puts these thoughts, and may Allah protect us from from knowledge which is ilmun la yanfa, knowledge which has no benefit. That shaitan puts these doubts in the minds of people who are or who consider themselves to be educated. These are not doubts in the minds of people who are ignorant. These are the so-called educated people's doubts. The more degrees you have, the more you are open to shaitan. So now shaitan puts this doubt and says, how is it possible? Could this have happened? So what is really happening here is we are not talking about physics anymore. We are talking about the authenticity of the Quran. We are talking about the truthfulness of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now believe me, my brothers and sisters, there is only one destination that takes you to, right? And that's not a destination that we want to go to. So please understand this. Do not delve into areas which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, did not tell us. And number two, there is nobody who can answer those questions with certainty, because the wahi, the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stopped. There is only one person who could have answered this, and that was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if Allah did not explain, and if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not explain, then it means that to understand this this thing, whatever it is, in that level of detail is really not necessary for us to do. So don't fall into that trap. Don't destroy your iman. Don't allow shaitan to destroy your iman. Stay safe, because that is why that is the whole issue of this. Because if shaitan puts doubts in our mind, then we end up with shukuk and shubuhat, with doubts and all kinds of uncertainties, which will destroy your ibadat, which will destroy your salah. And may Allah protect us. It can take us clean out of Islam altogether. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, alhamdulillah, this is sufficient for us. We accept it, we believe it. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, we accept it, we believe it. What we understand, alhamdulillah, because it was explained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or it was opened, it may not have been explained at that point, secrets were opened later. Take for example all the ayat relating to embryology. These things were in the ghaib for the sahaba. They believed it. But later on, when the microscope was invented, all of these things, many centuries later, these things also became, now for us, these are not issues of al-ghaib. These are issues of al-alam al-shahada. We understand this because we have the science. And if Allah wishes for us to understand, He will open the doors at whatever point in time. But we don't believe because of the science. We believe because it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, it is very important. Do not allow the pseudo-education to destroy the foundations of your iman and to destroy the foundations of your aqidah. Because at the end of the day, your aqidah is, and your iman is what is going with you in your qabr, and your pseudo-education will stay here. And if your iman that goes into the qabr has been destroyed, then that's not an eventuality or a fate that I wish for anybody at all. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatullahi.